Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I am delighted to give you meditation instruction. Today we're going to sit together for 10 minutes, and we're going to start pretty much right now. So please take your seat, begin to get settled. You can sit on a cushion on the floor, and if you do, please sit with your legs crossed loosely in front of you. But it is also fine to sit in a chair. And there are no special points for sitting on the floor. And if you do sit on a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as you get settled, I want to refer to a question that people often ask in regard to their meditation practice, which is, how do I know if I'm doing it right? And you know, it's not easy to meditate, even though it's very simple. It's not easy because we all struggle to get to the cushion and just actually plant our butts on the cushion or chair. We find ourselves getting anxious, perhaps, or bored, more likely than anything else. And, you know, everybody's very busy. It's not easy to find time, even sometimes 10 minutes out of your day, to meditate. And it's quite natural to think, well, if I'm going to do this, I want to do it well. I want to do it right. And I want to know that I'm doing it right. Especially if you're American, I might add. And I am American. So I want to tell you that as long as at any point in your practice you remember to apply the technique, which in this case means to bring your attention back to the breath should it stray, there is no way that you can do it wrong. And I would further like to say that there is also no way that you can do it right. So we find ourselves in the radical situation where right and wrong do not apply. And on one hand, that might feel good. On the other hand, it might feel stressful, like, but if I'm doing it, I want to do it right. So I want to paraphrase a Rumi quote, the great, I think it was 12th century poet Rumi, R-U-M-I, if you haven't heard of him, who said many astonishing things in very few words. One of which was, and I'm paraphrasing, I might not get it exactly right, out beyond the ideas of right doing and wrong doing, there is a field. I will meet you there. So this very much is what our practice is about. Beyond ideas of doing it right and doing it wrong, there is a field. And I will meet you there. So something to contemplate. And without further ado, let's begin our practice for today. Beyond right doing and wrong doing. So begin your practice by relaxing and it is very relaxing to let yourself off the hook for doing it right and forgive yourself in advance for doing it wrong, which you can't do anyway, so don't worry about that. But relax all ideas of right and wrong. And connect with your own presence, meaning be right here. Sink into your cushion or chair. And let your belly relax. And appreciate this opportunity to rest your mind. I'm sure it's working very hard all day and sometimes all night. And this is a chance to rest. And as with all things, rest is required for health. So sit up straight, but with a sense of ease. The hands are palms down, just above the knee. No special reason, it just seems this is least stressful for the arms and shoulders. And feel the softness around your heart or the tenderness of your heart, the warmth of your heart. And let that feeling of warmth spread. The mouth is closed, and the breath is natural. The eyes remain open and soft. The gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front. And let whatever is there, or would be there if you could see 6 feet in front, have the sense of coming toward you. So you don't have to reach out. You just have to allow it to be seen. If that makes sense. So relax all the muscles of the eyes, around the eyes, behind the eyes. I don't know if there are muscles there, but say there are, relax them. And let the crown of the head reach up a little bit while the sit bones root down. Feel the breath coming into the body on the inhale and flowing out of the body on the exhale. Tune your attention to the breath. And let the breath carry your attention, riding in on the inhale and flowing out on the exhale. Our minds, as mentioned, work so hard, darting here and there all day to this screen, to that voice, to this message, to that sign moving. In meditation, it doesn't have to move at all. Instead, it rests on the breath. So let the breath carry your mind, as it were. It is a very trustworthy spot to rest on. And if at any point you notice that it has moved off of the breath to become absorbed in anything, that is not breath, doesn't matter what it is. Just let go and come back to rest on the breath. Gently. And that's it. So we'll practice together. Mind resting on breath. Body soft and relaxed. at any point you become distracted, just come back. Thank you so much for your practice.